Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Dear Future Husband Prayer Journal, by Christian Bever, is a Christian devotional journal designed for women who are single, dating, or engaged and want to prepare intentionally for marriage. Positioned at the intersection of prayer journal, guided devotional, and relationship preparation tool. But the book encourages readers to treat the waiting season as spiritually productive rather than passive. Its central purpose is to help women pray for a future husband, reflect on their own expectations, and build a faith-based approach to love and marriage. The format is interactive rather than essay-driven, with prompts, Bible verses, writing space, and practical exercises that support reflection and intercession. It also includes relationship-oriented elements, such as conversation starters, quizzes, and date night ideas for later use. In that sense, the journal is not only about waiting for marriage, but about shaping the character, habits, and spiritual outlook that the author presents as essential to a healthy Christian marriage. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, we see prayer as an intentional practice during singleness and dating. A defining feature of the journal is its view of prayer as active preparation rather than a private or occasional spiritual habit. The book encourages women to pray for a future husband even before meeting him, which reframes singleness as a period for intercession and discernment. This matters because it changes the emotional posture of waiting instead of simply hoping for the right relationship. The reader is invited to participate spiritually in that process. The journal uses this idea to connect desire with discipline, suggesting that prayer can clarify expectations, calm anxiety, and align romantic hopes with Christian belief. The focus is not on controlling the future, but on surrendering it while still engaging with intention. That distinction gives the book its particular identity in the relationship genre. Rather than offering generic dating advice, it proposes a devotional framework in which the future marriage begins long before the wedding. For readers who value spiritual preparation, this makes prayer the main tool for shaping attitudes, priorities, and trust in God's timing. Secondly, guided journaling that turns reflection into spiritual formation. The journal format is central to the book's method. Instead of presenting long chapters of argument, it gives structured prompts, writing space, and devotional cues that guide the reader through reflection. This makes the book practical for women who want a more personal and interactive spiritual resource. Journaling serves several functions at once. It records prayers, organizes thoughts, surfaces fears, and makes hopes more concrete. In the context of Christian preparation for marriage, that process can help readers identify whether their expectations are shaped by faith, culture, past hurt, or idealized assumptions. The included Bible verses and prompts anchor the reflections in Scripture rather than self-help language alone. This is important because it positions journaling not as emotional venting, but as a form of spiritual discipline. And as the reader is invited to write letters, prayers, and commitments, which creates a sense of deliberate engagement with the future. In a category often filled with either abstract devotionals or purely practical relationship books, the guided format offers a hybrid approach that is both reflective and usable. Thirdly, a faith-based vision for dating and marriage preparation, the book presents dating and engagement through the lens of vision, purpose, and covenant rather than casual compatibility. Its emphasis on dating with a vision suggests that romantic relationships should be evaluated in light of long-term spiritual goals, not only attraction or social pressure. This framework is especially relevant for Christian readers who want clear standards without becoming rigid or fear-based. By connecting current relationship decisions to future marriage, the journal encourages intentionality at every stage. That means asking not only whether a relationship feels right, but whether it supports the kind of marriage the reader believes God wants to build. The book's tone supports waiting with expectation instead of resignation, which can be psychologically important for women navigating uncertainty. It acknowledges the pressures of watching others get engaged, while still encouraging hope and trust. Compared with books that focus mainly on dating techniques, this journal prioritizes spiritual alignment and long-view discernment. Its value lies in helping readers see dating as preparation for covenant, not simply a search for emotional fulfillment or companionship. Fourthly, practical marriage preparation through prompts, quizzes, and relationship exercises, beyond prayer and reflection. The journal includes practical features that make it more than a symbolic gift book. The reported inclusion of quizzes, conversation starters, talking points, and date night ideas shows that the book is designed to extend beyond the waiting season into married life. This gives the journal a broader developmental purpose. It helps readers think not only about finding a spouse, but about sustaining a healthy marriage. The exercises likely serve as low-pressure tools for self-assessment and relational planning, which can be useful for women who prefer guided structure over open-ended writing. By including material that can be used after marriage, The book bridges the gap between preparation and practice. That makes it more concrete than many devotional journals, which end at inspiration rather than application. The underlying assumption is that healthy marriages benefit from intentional habits, shared communication, and thoughtful questions. In a crowded market of romantic devotionals, this practical dimension distinguishes the journal as a resource for both spiritual readiness and relational skill building. Lastly, a relational and emotionally accessible voice for women navigating hope and waiting. Christian Bever's public persona and writing style contribute significantly to the book's appeal. The available descriptions emphasize a relatable, transparent voice, which suggests that the journal is meant to feel approachable rather than formal or instructional in a detached way. That matters in a subject area where readers may feel vulnerable about loneliness, disappointment, or uncertainty about the future. The book appears to recognize those emotions without centering them as failures, and instead redirects them toward prayer and reflection. This emotional accessibility helps the journal function as both encouragement and companionship during a potentially difficult season. The author's broader platform in faith and relationships also positions the book within an ongoing conversation rather than as an isolated product. Readers familiar with her work may value the continuity between the journal and her public teaching. At the same time, the tone seems intentionally broad enough to speak to single, dating, and engaged women without requiring identical life circumstances. That flexibility is part of what makes the book useful. It adapts to different relationship stages while maintaining a consistent focus on trust, preparation, and spiritual hope. In conclusion, Dear Future Husband Prayer Journal is best suited for Christian women who want their approach to relationships to be rooted in prayer, scripture, and intentional preparation. Single readers may find it especially helpful as a way to redirect waiting into spiritual practice, while women who are dating or engaged can use it to clarify expectations and strengthen their mindset before marriage. Its main benefit is not that it offers a comprehensive dating strategy, but that it creates a disciplined space for reflection on the kind of husband, marriage, and personal faith life a reader hopes to cultivate. Compared with many books in the Christian relationship category, it stands out because it is highly interactive and specifically devotional, rather than merely advisory. The journaling structure, guided prompts, and added relationship exercises give it a practical rhythm that many readers can actually sustain. For those who prefer a structured, prayer-centered resource over broad relationship theory, this book offers a focused and usable framework. It is especially distinctive as a giftable tool for women, preparing not only for marriage itself, but for the spiritual habits that can support it. If you would like to support Christian Bever, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.